Okay, Kiddushin of Dalarim Beis. All the standing for Tamid Chacham, we'll get to that much later in the year. We're still in Kiddushin, so I guess, things that relate to actual Kiddushin, getting married. So we learned about, essentially, I told my high school Talmidim, we've read a lot of Gemara in the high school show, we got through Daf Hey Amar Aleph, so I said, if you should be able to summarize everything we learned this year in two sentences. Because the Gemara, when you look at Gadol, from Daf Beis Amud Aleph to through Daf Hei Amud Aleph, it's pretty easy to see that there are just two topics. Topic number one, what do the first four words mean, and why do we use such strange words for the first four words of the Masechta? Isha, why is it Isha, not Ish? Niknes, why is it Niknes, not Mekadesh? Shalosh, why is it Shalosh, why is it not Shalosha? Drachim versus Dvarim. So the first topic is just very highly technical. Why do we use such strange words? Topic number two, what is the source for the three methods of Kiddushin? So that's those are the two topics we've had so far. But we haven't even gotten through, here we haven't even gotten through what the source for the three methods of Kiddushin are. We got through what's the source for one of the methods of Kiddushin, and that is Kiddushei Kesef. So we pointed out that Kiddushei Kesef has two sources. There is Kicha Mistei Afron, and the Yatzochina main Kesef. The main Kesef Ladon Zav, Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher. So two drashas that we have to teach Kiddushei Kesef. But let's pick up now on Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of the two dots. So the Gemara now quotes a continuation of the Pasuk of Ki Yikach. The Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isha Uve Allah. A man is, he marries a woman, and Ve Allah, he is Boel her. And then they're not getting along, and he doesn't like her, so he writes her a sefer krisos, and that's called a get. He puts it in her hand, and he sends her out of his house. Fine, that's how you get divorced. But in this pasuk is hidden not just how you get divorced, but how one gets married. How does one get married? Ki yikach ish isha, and then it says explicitly, uve Allah. He is Boel her. So says the Gemara, Va'Allah, Melamed Sheniknes Bebia. That's the source for Kiddushei Bia. So it's interesting. Of the three sources, the three methods of Kiddushin, Kiddushei Shtar we only know because we compare get to Kiddushin. And just like you get divorced with the Shtar, so you get married with the Shtar. It's Makish Havaya Liyitzia. So that's from a Hekish. Kiddushei Kesef, Gzereshava. Kiddushei Bia, straight out in the pasuk. It's a word in the Torah that's straight out. Uve Allah. That's how you do Kiddushin. So Kiddushei Bia is the most explicit, as you know, we were discussing yesterday, the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The most clear Torah Shebichsav method of Kiddushin is clearly Kiddushei Bia. Uve Allah. So now, says the Gemara, Valodinu. Why do I need a pasuk? I could have derived it from a kal v'chomer. So right away, as soon as you see that question, we're already thinking, well, wait a second. We just spent a whole day discussing, 2 days, discussing how milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. That even when something could be derived from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk will still say it. So what kind of question? Why do I need a pasuk as a kal v'chomer? Okay, let's say you can learn it from whatever your kal v'chomer is. Before we judge the kal v'chomer itself, whatever your kal v'chomer is, maybe in a chinami you could learn from a kal v'chomer. But afal pi kein, the pasuk wants to say it. So it's important to realize what the Gemara had said on the top of Dalarim Beis, 4 or 5 lines in. Hani mili eched delek l'shnuyei. When do we say that mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav l'akra, that even if something could be derived from a kal v'chomer, the pasuk will still say it? That's only when there's no other way to resolve why you need a pasuk anyway. Meaning, this is a question that's fair to ask, but it's also fair not to have an answer to it. You see what I'm saying? The Gemara is asking a question, why do I need a pasuk as kal v'chomer? We're allowed to ask that question because very often there is what to learn from there. There is what to learn from the fact that that it has both, or there is what to see that there must be some flaw in the kal v'chomer. So it's okay. A lot of times there will be an answer, but if there's no answer, it's not the end of the world. Because if there's no answer, we can always fall back on mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. So we're allowed to ask this question, and it's good to ask this question, and we can learn a lot of new things by asking this question. But if there's no answer, it's not the end of the world. If there's no answer to this question, that's okay too. That's what it means. Whenever we have an answer to give, so we try to give the answer. And if we don't have an answer to give, we move on with our lives and everything's going to be okay. We'll live to see another day. Okay, so ask Gemara. But it's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer that Kiddushei Bia should exist without a Pasuk? The Kal V'Chomer says as follows. Uma Yevama She'en Niknes B'Kasev. If you have a Yevama, who she's zakuk l'yibam, her husband died, and they don't have children, but her husband did have a brother, where you cannot be kona her with kesef, nevertheless, nikneis b'bia, you can be kona her with bia, so zush, nikneis b'bia. So what does that tell you about the relative power of kesef and bia? That tells you that bia is a more potent form of kinyin than kesef is. Because by yivama, Kesef does not work, but yet Bia does. So you see, Bia is more potent than Kesef is. So take a case of Kiddushin, of regular Kiddushin, where Kesef, even Kesef works. Zush, a nickname for Kesef. A regular Kiddushin where it works with Kesef, even Kesef works. Say, in addition, a nickname for Bia. For sure, Bia is going to work. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Now, in order to reject the Kal V'Chomer, we've pointed out that there are two ways one can reject the Kal V'Chomer. It's important. Gemara Methodology 101. What are the two ways to reject the Kal V'Chomer? There's what's called a mochiach and a me'ikra didina pircha. There's a mochiach. Mochiach means there's some sort of third source that tells us that this hierarchy we've built of Kal and Chomer is out of whack, that it's not really true, that not everything, for example, in this case, we tried to show that Bia is more potent than Kesef, so any time Kesef is going to work, Bia is going to have to work also. So we're going to show from a third case, not from Yavama, not from regular Kiddushin, from a third case, that not every time Kesef works does Bia necessarily work. That our whole hierarchy is out of whack. But it's not a question mineu bei. We're not destroying the Kal V'Chomer from within. We're destroying the Kal V'Chomer from outside, from a yochiach, from some sort of third source. Or the other way to reject the Kal V'Chomer is a pircha mineu bei, that there's something flawed in the two cases that we're trying to compare to each other, in the case of the Kal and the case of the Chomer, that there's something that we're missing over here. There's a reason why maybe by Yevama Bia works even though Kesef doesn't work, other than suggesting that Bia is just always more potent than Kesef. There's something that we're missing. So let's see which way does the Gemara try to reject this Kal V'Chomer first. So the Gemara says, Amar Ivriya Tochiach. Here we bring in a third case, Amar Ivriya, and it's Tochiach. It's a Mochiach on the Kal V'Chomer. How so? That you see that sometimes Kesef works and Bia doesn't work. By Nami Ivriya, Kesef works, Bia doesn't work. You can acquire Nami Ivriya by Kesef, but one cannot acquire Nami Ivriya with Bia. So that's the mochiach of the Nami Ivriya. So says the Gemara, wait a second, there's a good reason why Nami Ivriya cannot be acquired with Bia. It's not because Bia is less potent than Kesef, or it's not even that Bia is not more potent than Kesef. Bia might be more potent than Kesef, but Bia has to make sense as a kinyan. Meaning, why does Bia work as a kinyan? What type of kinyan is Bia? What is it? Why is that a kinyan? You know, I'm familiar with kinyanim, machnis l'rishus, null of gadar v'parat. You know, how do you make a kinyan? Let's say I wanna purchase this recorder. Let's say after 7 years ago, Yeshiva University gave me this recorder. Amazingly, I haven't lost it except for the few times I did, but I've always found it. And now I decide, you know what? They did me such a nice favor. They gave me this amazing recorder. I want to buy it now. So now, probably, what's the market value of this right now? With the wrong color back, I don't know, $3. So I want to buy this right now. So how would I be con it? How would I make a kinyan? So we're familiar with method. I do a kinyan hagbah. I maybe Kesef, which we'll talk about, right? I make some formal act of acquisition. So you do something to be machnis l'rishusa, to bring it into your rishus, right? I don't sit there staring at it, because that's not machnis l'rishusi. That doesn't do anything. I have to be machnis into my rishus. You acquire a piece of land. So there, it's a type of kinyan where you write a shtar, where you give kesef, or there's a type of kinyan of chazaka when you buy land. Chazaka, as we pointed out, means five or six different things throughout Shas. But what does chazaka mean when it comes to buying land? What do you do to make a kinyan chazaka in land? So people always say, 3 years. No, that's a different chazaka. That's the third parak of Abbasra chazaka. Chazaka in buying land is na'al gadar uparat. You either you lock it, you break down a wall, you build a wall, you do something. Why is that a kinyan? Why does that work? How's that being machnas into my rishus? What is that, why does that help? So pashtus is what you're doing when you na'al gadar uparat is you're showing that you're the owner. You're behaving like only the owner is allowed to behave toward that land. It's showing a sense of bialus. So that's why it works as a kinyan. Because when you do the thing that one who is kone it would be doing, so that works itself to create the kinyan. An amazing thing. I can't go to your field and start, destroying things or building things. I go to my field and do that. And anyone who's doing that in my field better be authorized by me. So that's the kinyan. But to do things, so whenever we're talking about, let's say, kinyan, kiddushe isha, when you're mekadesh nisha with bia. So why is it a kiddushe isha with bia? What's the, we know it's a pasuk, okay, vala, but what's it about? What's it about? Machnes l'rishusi? What does it mean, machnes l'rishusi? She's a person, a human being. Who is the one who's going to have bia with her, who's going to have a lifetime of bia with her? It's the husband. That's a marital relationship. When he has bia with her, he's showing that there is ishus. By demonstrating ishus, he's creating ishus. That's kiddushe bia. By demonstrating ishus, something that would only happen with husband and wife, he's creating a sense of ishus. Yivama, bia. By demonstrating the ishus, he's creating ishus. It says the Gemara, that wouldn't make sense as a form of kinyan for an Ame Ivriya. What are you buying the Ame Ivriya for? For Bia? No, that's not what an Ame Ivriya is all about. You buy the Ame Ivriya so she can work for you. That's not about, is there a kinyan Isser in an Ame Ivriya also? Yeah, maybe. But it's not about you having Bia with her. It's not about the master having Bia with her. So it's not a kinyan Ishus at all. It's not a kinyan Ishus. So that's what the Gemara says. Don't. The Ame Ivriya is a bad mochiach. You want to destroy our Kal V'chomer by saying, I'll bring in a third example, and that will be the yochiach. That's therefore going to destroy the Kal V'chomer. Ame Ivriya is a bad mochiach because it's not shayach to have a kinyan with bia by an Ame Ivriya. It just wouldn't make sense. It's not a demonstration of bialus in any way. So that's what the Gemara says. Malam Ivriya she'in kinyan al shomishus. By the Ame Ivriya, the kinyan is not for the sake of ishus. And therefore, says Rashi, Hilkach lo shaykh ba bia. It's not shaykh to be kone through bia. What does it mean it's not shaykh? Why not? Why isn't it shaykh? No, that's why. It's not shaykh because that's not what you're creating over here. You're not creating ishus. Tomer bezusha kinyon shum ishus. So you're going to say by yavama and by kiddushin, where you are creating ishus, it makes sense that there should be bia. So the Kal V'chomer still stands at this point. But says Gemara, but nevertheless, Tamalom Ravala, we still have a pasuk of Allah that you are boel him. But Velomelikra Haasila, we just got through saying that it's a really great Kal V'chomer. Why do I have a pasuk if it's such a really great Kal V'chomer? So says the Gemara, Amravashi Mishum Dika LeMeimar. Okay, remember two ways to be Mafrach Kal V'chomer. There's a Mochiach and there is Mikra Dedina Pircha. So the Gemara tried a mochiach already. Didn't work. Because the mochiach was Ame Ivriya, so it has nothing to do with Bia. So what do we go for now? Am Ravashi Mishum Dika Lememar, Meikra Dedina Pircha. The Kal V'chomer is a problem, Minei Ubei. You have a problem from an internal problem in the Kal V'chomer. Mehechi Kamaisis La. Where are you trying to prove that you could do Kiddushe Bia? Me Yavama. You're trying to prove it from Yavamina. This line is the key line that the Rishonim spend a lot of time on. You can't prove anything from Yavama. Mali Yavama Shekein Zekuka Ve'omedes. Yavama is different because she is Zekuka Ve'omedes. How do you translate those words? Zakuka normally means requires something, is awaiting something. Omedes means standing in place, awaiting what? She's Zakuka Omedes what? What does that mean, Zakukova? What's the connection, standing, connected? What? What are we talking about? But Yevama has this status of Zakukova Medes. Tomar Bazu, Shein Zakukova Medes. So he can't use Yevama to demonstrate what a regular Kenyan of Kiddushin would be, because by Kiddushin there's no Zakukova Medes. You don't have a pre existing condition of Zakukova Medes. Just speaking very broadly, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what Zakukova Medes means, what the Gemara is answering over here is that the reason Bia works for a Yevama is that a Yevama, you're not taking the relationship from zero to marriage. You're taking a relationship that already exists. It's a pre-existing relationship. Zakukova Medes. There is a pre-existing relationship there already. And you're turning that into marriage. So maybe to take a pre-existing relationship and nudge it to the point where you get to marriage, Pia would suffice. But maybe to go from zero to stam, you meet a girl and you want to marry her, and you have no previous relationship with her, she's not related to you in any way, and you know, someone just introduced you or whatever. So to go from that to marriage, maybe Pia would not suffice. You can't compare the two situations of going from something to something bigger and going from nothing to something. That's the Pashas, what the Gemara's answer is driving at. That's why Tamil Lomar, you need the Pasuk of Allah to tell me that it's that Kiddushe Bia does work. Now, a couple of things over here, a couple of important issues. First of all, at the end of the day, how do we know Kiddushe Bia? Uva Allah, you bawl her. So that teaches us Niknes Bia. Asks Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Uva Allah. First wide line. Vim Tomar. Tabe Klemi Dichsiv Ki Yikach Dimashmanami Lashon Bia Kmo Kulu Ki Chadarayos Ishashar Yikach Es Achoso Vishal Achoso Lotikach Ishashar Yikach Es Eshazachiv. You know, we've been making a big deal out of the word Kicha, Yikach, Ki Yikach Ishisha Kesvas Kach Mimeni. Tosfos says, the place in the Torah where Yikach comes up most often is something we haven't even discussed. Where does Yikach really come up? One pasuk after the next, in the Parsha of Arayos, where it talks about who you're not allowed to be with. Now, what's the Isser of Arayos? To spend time with Arayos, to go on a date with Arayos, to talk to Arayos, to look at Arayos. What's the primary Yisr of Arayos? It's Bia. And yet the Torah doesn't use the word Bia. It does, but it doesn't use the word Bia that much. It uses the word Ki Yikach, Lo Tikach. Right? Isha Sha Yikach. It's all about Yikach, Yikach, Yikach. Hello, says Tosos, wait a second. Shouldn't that be the source for Kiddushe Bia? How does the Torah describe Kiddushin? Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Okay, so the Gemara had this phenomenal chiddush that the word yikach actually means kesef. Even though you don't have a million psukim in the Torah that tells you yikach means kesef, you only have one. But what about what the word yikach means all over the Torah? What about everywhere where the word yikach always means sleeping with the person? Bia, that's yikach. So shouldn't that be the source of kiddush bia? Bam kasha. In fact, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Nun Hamid Beis, Tosfos points out, actually derives from a Gezeirah Sheva that a woman is Niknes B'Bia. The Gemara says, how do I know Tchilas Bia works for Kiddushin? There are different stages of Bia, without getting too graphic. There's Tchilas Bia, and there's Gemar Bia. So it's Chilas Bia with the Neshikas Ever, where they're just touching each other, but there's not much penetration. Gemar Bia, where there's much more penetration. At what point is the Kiddushin Chal? Let's say a man only did Chilas Bia L'Shem Kiddushin, and he was never successful in being gomer the bia, and then the next day the woman goes and accepts kiddushin from someone else. Izum kedushas l'sheni yuna. Does tchilas bia work? Says the Gemara in Yavam Staf Mem Hey, tchilas bia works for kiddushin. Kicha kicha mei arayos, because the word kicha appears by arayos. Ish asher yikach esachoso, and that means bia. And by arayos, even tchilas bia is aser. So melo, when it says ki yikach ishisha, must mean tchilas bia. So it's not even like Tosfos is making up his own drasha. The Gemara has such a drasha in Yevamos, where we actually connect ki yikach ishisha to kicha of arayos, to actual real bia. So, if that's the case, why doesn't the Gemara learn from that same Gzeru Shav the Iker Din, Bia works for Kiddushin? If you could learn what type of Bia works for Kiddushin from that Gzeru Shav, why can't we learn that Bia works at all for Kiddushin from that Gzeru Shav? I'm not even sure that you would call it a Gzeru Shav. I'm not even sure. Does the Gemara there refer to it as Gzeru Shav? I didn't look it up. I'm not even sure. It may just be the type of the word. This is what the word always means. Okay, let's call it a Gzeru Shav. So Tosa says, no. Look at the end of Tosa's over here. V'yesh lomar di lav kasavu ba'ala ikur bi'ala v'garmin mikicha da'arayos. Dikivan dikicha da'asam lo mishtoi b'kinyin klal. Aval chashiv ha'arok k'gemar bi'agarmin shapir. What does Tosa mean? He says, had we not had the word uva'ala, I never would have learned that there's such a thing called Kiddushe Bia from Kicha Kicha. Because I never would have connected the Kicha by Kiyikach Ishisha to the Kicha by Arayos. Never would have made that connection. Why? Would I have all of a sudden been blind and, unable to see it? Why would I have never made that connection? So let's just think about it. What is the word, I don't know, at what age do you learn what the word Yikach means? Probably second grade. Because Avram took his wife and his right vayikach, whatever, you're learning chumash pereshis, right? You're already learning vayikach. What does vayikach mean? Taich, second grade taich, and he took. So what does take mean? Well, take could mean taking physically. Take could mean having something, some very close relationship like bia. Take could mean kinyan. I would have said, had I not had anything telling me that there's such a thing called Kiddushe Bia, that by Kiddushin, you need a kinyan. So when we talk about Ki Yikach Ishisha, that means you're making a kinyan. That's Ki Yikach Ishisha. You're actually making a formal act of kinyan. But that's not what Yikach means by Arayos. When it talks about Arayos, all these psukim. V'isha l'achoso lo tikach, don't sleep with your wife's sister. Isha yikach es achoso, don't sleep with your own sister, even worse. Esha sachiv, don't sleep with your brother's wife. That doesn't mean kinyan. There's no kinyan you're making on any of those women. In fact, you cannot make a kinyan on any of those women. Because anything that's Arayos, there's no tefisas kiddush. It's one of the hallmarks of Arayos. How do you know if a relationship is Arayos? Are you chayv kares? Is the child a mamzer? Is there tzvisas kiddushin? So one of the hallmarks, one of the defining characteristics of arayos is that there's no tzvisas kiddushin. So that yikach can't mean kinyan. So I never in a million years would have put ki yikach ishisha together with that yikach. They mean different things. This is very similar to what we pointed out many times. Sometimes in Chazal you have this all the time, where the same word in different places means totally different things. We always give the example chazaka, like we just said. It's cheskas kemul shanim. There's a chazaka v'kinyan and karka, and many other. Chazaka means possession. Chazaka means rov. Chazaka means all sorts of things. In the Torah also, yikach can mean two different things. So I never would have thought that ki yikach ishisha means bia, because I never would have thought that that's a valid form of kinyan. Why would I have never thought that bia is a valid form of kinyan? Because where in the world is it a valid form of kinyan? You wanna, without being too gruesome or with being too gruesome, you want to buy a donkey. So bia is a valid form of kinyan? Of course not. It's not a valid form of kinyan. It's a valid form of kinyan. Elamai, it's also to do because it's bestiality. No, it's not a valid form of kinyan. That's not a kinyan. That bia should be a kinyan. I never would have known that bia can be a kinyan in the first place until the pasuk says uva'ala. Once the pasuk says uva'ala, now I know that bia can be a kinyan. Ah, the details of the kinyan. Now I can connect that. Once I know that the kinyan, this kinyan is done by bia, and the bia is being described as yikach, now I can figure out what that bia looks like based on the parsha of Arayos. Tchilas bia, gemar bia, and that's what the gemara Nivamas does. But it's only once you have uva'ala to know that bia is a form of kinyan of ishus, a kinyan ishus, then in terms of the details of that kinyan, I could derive from the parsha of Arayos. That's how Tosos suggests. Rav Yosef Engel, whose yard site was yesterday, I believe. I think we did a Rav Yosef Engel 2 days ago and a Rav Yosef Engel today, so we'll sandwich his yard site with Torah from Rav Yosef Engel. In his Atzmos Yosef, says, well, wait a second. Gzeira Shava is not something that we could just make up on our own, as we've discussed. Gzeira Shava, you need a Mesorah from your Rebbe. Ain't no dem done Gzeira Shava me'atzma. You can't just say, oh, look, the word Vayomer appears over there, the word Vayomer appears over there, the two things must be connected. We can't do that. We're not allowed to do that. So he says, there must have been a Gzeira Shava of Yikach Yikach that the Gemara in Yevamos was applying. So what's Tos saying over here? Had we never had Uva'ala, we never would have known that there's such a thing as Kiddush Bia. But then what would we have used that Gzeira Shava for? We have this Gzeira Shava, Yikach Yikach, that it says by Arayos Yikach, and it says by Kiddushin Yikach, so we have this Gzeira, apparently there's a Mesorah. So without Uva'ala, what would we have done with that Gzeira Shava? So, it could be that what we would learn from that Gzeira Shava is that Tchilas Bia works for Nisuin, not for Kiddushin. In Chinam, Bia, we would have said, is not a valid form of Kinyan for Kiddushin in terms of trying to achieve Kiddushin. But what is Nisuin? For Nisuin, Bia makes a lot more sense intuitively. Because guess what? After Kiddushin, couple doesn't live together. We say it in the bracha. No, we say it in the bracha. You know the bracha? You're getting married? We're starting Kiddushin. It's going to say under your chuppah. When you get married. Or moments before you get married. He's going to say the following bracha. As soon as I find it. Okay, it was Bris Mila. There was some wedding is before that. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaMashiach Asher Kishar Mitzvos V'Tzivanim Alei Arayos V'Asar Lanu Es Ha'arusos. You have Kiddushin and you're still not allowed to sleep with him. So why would Bia work to make something that wouldn't even permit Bia? You know where it makes sense? V'Hitra Lanu Es HaNasuos Lanu Alei Dechob of the Kiddushin. Bia makes sense to create Nisuin. So that's what I would have used the Gzeira Shava for. Parenthetically, I just mentioned, heard an unbelievable vart in the bracha. Once I have the bracha out in front of me, I gotta tell you this. Unbelievable vart in this bracha from Rav Yonatan Sacks. This is like an absolute keeper. Unbelievable ha'ara. I hope I'm not overselling it. There is a comment the Rokeach has. In the Sefer Rokeach, he says, why is it that we don't make a bracha in the midst of giving tzedakah? So Rokeach says, we don't make a bracha in the midst of giving tzedakah because Rishonim deal with this and they have other answers. Rokeach says something unbelievable. He says, we don't make a bracha in giving tzedakah because you never make a bracha on something that doesn't reflect Kedushas Yisrael. If it's something that even Goyim have to do, you don't say a bracha on it. And Goyim have to give tzedakah also. How do I know Goyim have to give tzedakah? It's a Beferet Shepaskin Yecheskel. That Sodom was punished because they were lo chziku yadani ve'avyon. They didn't give tzedakah. That's why Sodom was punished. tzedakah is a chiyuv even on Bnei Noach. We can't make a bracha on anything that applies even to Bnei Noach. So Frakta Kasha, wait a second. Ishus applies to Bnei Noach also. We're going to have to discuss that at some point this year also. That there is a concept of marriage for Bnei Noach. And yet we make a bracha on getting married. If you can't make a bracha on anything that's not exclusive to the Jewish people, how can you make a bracha on Ishus? So what you have to say is that the Ishus that we have and the Ishus that they have are fundamentally different from each other. How are they different from each other? In a couple of critical ways. First of all, how do they do Ishus? How does a guy get married? They have what's called bu'ulas ba'a. They live together. So they live together, they're married. They live together, they say, we're married. So the civil courts say, you're married? Good, so you're married. That's how they create Ishus. Bu'ulas ba'a. How do we create Ishus? Kiddushin, nisuin. There's a process. Isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. She's still asura to you, but she's asura to the rest of the world also. Then nisuin comes, chuppah, right? We have a process. That's one difference. Another difference: both Bnei Noach and Jews are asur and arayos. Their ishus has no effect on their dine arayos. There are no new arayos created when they get married. Meaning, Ben Noach, when we say Ben Noach is asur and arayos, Ben Noach is not allowed to sleep with his sister or his mother or whatever. Arayos. When a Ben Noach gets married, what about his wife's sister? What about his mother-in-law? Are there new arayos created for the Ben Noach? No. The Ishus doesn't create new Isuri arayos. The Ishus for a Jew creates new Isuri arayos. Why are the rules so different? Because our Ishus is a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael. Their Ishus is a reflection of wanting to live practically a fulfilled life. So it's better to live with some company with a spouse. But it's not a reflection of any Kedusha. Our Ishus is a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael. So what was the kasha we said? Why is it that we make a bracha on Kiddushin? Marriage applies even to Bnei Noach. So no, we make a bracha on Kiddushin because our Kiddushin is fundamentally different. And just to make sure we're clear on that, the bracha itself contains all three of these themes that distinguish our Kiddushin from theirs. What are the three things? That we have a process. It's Erisin, it's Nisuin, and she's Asura while she's Narusa. That it creates an Isra Rayos, and that we are functioning with Kedushas Yisrael. So look at the bracha now. Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushan Mitzvosa V'tzivanu. So far, regular bracha. And now we go off the rails. Al ha'arayos? What are we talking about arayos all of a sudden? What does that have to do with getting married? It has everything to do with getting married. Because when we do ishus, it creates arayos. When goyim do ishus, it doesn't create arayos. We're highlighting the differences. Next words of the bracha. Va'asalanu es arusos v'itulanu es anasuos lanu adei chuppah v'kiddushin. That arusos are asuros and nesuos are mutaros tas. Why are we talking about nisuin? This is a bracha and kiddushin. Because we're highlighting the differences between Ishus of Yisrael and Ishus of Ben Noach. Ishus of Yisrael involves Erisin, Nisuin, a process, Chuppah, Kiddushin, a process. It's not just Bulas Baal. And then how do we conclude? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, Al Yidei Chuppah Kiddushin. That all of this is a reflection of Mekadesh Amo Yisrael. It's all a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael. So it's not just Tam. We have a Teretz. Why we're allowed to make a bracha on Kiddushin, even though Goyim have it also. No, the bracha on Kiddushin is the Teretz. The bracha on Kiddushin contains all the differences between Ishus of Yisrael and Ishus of Ben Noach. That's why it's such a strange bracha. You know, all the Rishonim struggle with that bracha. What kind of birchas mitzvah is it? You know what a birchas mitzvah looks like? Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Hamashiach Hashem Mitzvah Tzvanu. Al Tzivus Luv. Al Mitzvah Tzitzis. L'Aniach Tzvilim. Al Achilas Matzah. That's what a bracha is. Boom, boom, boom. Straight to the point. All of a sudden, we're all flowery over here. So much so that the Rosh says, this has to be a birchas Shevach V'Odah, because birchas mitzvahs don't look like this. But of according to that Rokeach, you understand very well, they built into the Birchas HaMitzvah the heter to say a Birchas HaMitzvah. They didn't want to cover every theme that shows the difference between Yishus of Yisrael and Yishus of Ben Noach. That's just a good one for the back pocket. That's a fart. But if we go back to us. Again, that was not mine. That's Rav Yonason Sacks. Anytime you hear something geschmack, it's pretty sure it's not mine. So, says Rav Yonason, unless it's a joke, sometimes the jokes are funny, but certainly not a Dvar Torah like that. Says Tosos, back to Tosos. So Tosos had this kasha, we have this drasha, yikach, yikach, that we actually use to connect our rayos to marriage. So why can't we use that to teach the very notion of Kiddushei Biyah? So Tosos gave his teretz, because without Allah, we never would have had Ahava Mina, that Biyah is a Kenyan, because Me'echi Tesi, Biyah is ever a Kenyan. Tosos in Vamas Nunhamed Beis suggests differently. He said, no, without Uva Allah, in a chinami, we would have used kicha to teach that there's a kinyan bia, that you can be konan isha with bia. But you know what we would not have known? If we're already using yikach, ki yikach ish isha to teach that there's a kinyan bia, so that means we're already using the yikach, which means it's not free to teach us what? What else does the yikach by ki yikach ish isha teach us? Which form of kiddushin? Well, no, Va'ala teaches us Bia in the end. Which form of Kiddushin is Yikach? Kasef. Kicha, kicha, mistayaf. So Tosos says, yeah, you're right. It would have been perfect as far as Bia is concerned. It would have been a great source to teach Kiddushe Bia. But then we would have been out of any sources to teach Kiddushe Kasef. So we wouldn't have known Kicha, kicha, mistayaf. You know, you could learn Kicha, kicha to Arayos to teach me that Kicha involves Bia. But then you would not have been able to say kicha, kicha mistei Ephron to teach kiddushei kasef. Because if you're given the choice, which kicha, kicha to connect, what would you think is more connected? Sleeping with arayos and getting married? Bedroom issues, right? Or buying a field and getting married? We probably, you know, the number one Dvar Torah at every Shavu Brachos. Why do we learn Kicha, Kicha from Stei Ephron? It's so unromantic. It's so not connected. What does that have to do with buying a field? It's a good kasha. It has nothing to do with anything. We never would have made that connection. We would have much more likely used the Kicha, Kicha to relate it to our rayos. That's why we need a Va'ala to tell me that Bias Kone, to free up Kicha to use to teach Stei Ephron. To teach Kiddush Kesa. Frekt the Shara Melech in Hilchas Ishus. Wait a second. Then what's the kash of our Gemara? The Gemara is asking that Uva Allah is extra because you can learn from a Kalvachom from Yavama. That if Yavama is not. Well, what was that Kalvachom from Yavama? We say we don't need Uva Allah. We don't need Uva Allah. We could have used the Kalvachom. Keep this all in mind. Without Uva Allah, what would the drasha be? We want to suggest kicha kicha, right? And kicha kicha would teach me bia, and then it would not be free to teach me kesa. What's the Gemara's kal v'chomer? The Gemara says, what do I need Uva Allah for? I can learn from a kal v'chomer. A yivam is not nikneis be kesef, and is nikneis be bia. Anisha is nikneis be kesef, should for sure be nikneis be bia. According to that Tosafot in Yavamos, without a Va'Allah, I would never know that a woman is Nikneis B'Kesef. The whole Kal V'Chomer we're suggesting would fall apart. It's a sharp kasha, no. We're saying, I don't need a Va'Allah. I could derive it all from a Kal V'Chomer. Wait a second. Tosafot in Yavamos says, without a Va'Allah, I don't know that there's such a thing as Kiddush HaKesef. And the whole Kal V'Chomer was suggesting, I don't need a Va'Allah because I'd have a Kal V'Chomer, hinges on the existence of Kiddush HaKesef. So it says the Shaar HaMelech that the Iker Kinyan of Kesef you can learn from V'Yatzo Chinam Ein Kesef. You don't need Kicha Kicha Mistef. Remember we had a Gemara about that. That was the Gemara right here in Dalet and Beis, right before the two dots. The Gemara discusses, why do I need two sources How do I know Kiddushei Shtar V'yatza V'haisa? A hekish. It's one source. How do I know Kiddushei Bia Uva'ala? It's one source. How do I know Kiddushei Kesef? Two sources. V'yatza Chinam and Kesef and Kika Chishisha. So the Gemara says, no, I need both sources. Because had I not had Kika Chishisha and I only had V'yatza Chinam and Kesef, I would think the girl can give the guy the money and do Kiddushin that way. So, it's not that I would not have known Kesef at all. I would have known Kesef. I would have known it from Yatzal Chinam and Kesef. When Tosfos says, without Uva'ala, you would not have known Kinyan Kesef, what he means is, you would not have known that Kinyan Kesef has to go from the man to the woman. You would have thought that it could go in the other direction also. But the fact that there is such a thing as a Kiddushei Kesef, that I for sure would have known. One more point, and then we'll call it a day. There's a third answer to the Kasha of Tosfos. Again, Tosfos asks his kasha, he gives one answer here. Another answer in Maseches Yevamos. In Maseches Yevamos, on many of the pages, there's Tosfos Yeshanim printed on the page, in smaller letters. The Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos, on that daf, Memhem Beis, suggests the third answer. If you hold, according to those shitos that do exist, the Rif in Maseches Yevamos, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, you're going to see in Tosfos and Daf Yud, there are shitos that hold that Tchilas Bia works for Nisuin but not for Kiddushin. So, says so, Shabbat, then your answer is obvious. Now you have it. You have very clear why you need Uva'ala. Uva'ala teaches that Bia works for Kiddushin because from the Gezeres Shava, you only learn that Bia works for Nisuin. What does the Gezeres Shava Yikach with Arayos teach you? That just like by Arayos you only need Tchilas Bia, so too by marriage you only need Tchilas Bia. But many Rishonim say, what do we mean when we say marriage? Marriage can mean two things. It can mean Kiddushin or it can mean Nisuin. Many Rishonim say it means Nisuin only. Tchilas Bia only works for Nisuin. So that Gezeres Shava only links Nisuin to Arayos, which is more Mestaver, because that's where there's a intimate relationship. It doesn't link Kiddushin to Arayos. So Va'ala is needed to teach me Kiddushin, that Kiddushin could be done with Bia as well. That's the Teretz of Tosfos Shem. So again, what do we do in Shir today? Just one Tosfos. Kash of Tosfos, why don't we learn from Yikach Yikach to teach me Kiddushin Bia? What do I need this whole Pasuk for? Three approaches. Tosfos here gives the one approach. Without Va'ala, we never would have applied the Gezeres Shavah to teach a Kinyan Bia, because whoever would have imagined that there exists such a thing called a Kinyan Bia? Tells us in Yevamos that without Uva'ala we would have used Kicha Kicha to teach Kinyan Bia, but we never would have known Kinyan Kesef. And tells Yishanim that no, the Gezeres Shavah only teaches about Nisuin, it doesn't teach about Kiddushin at all. I need Uva'ala to teach me that Bia works for Kiddushin as well. Okay, one tells us. As Hashem, tomorrow, not 100% decided, but probably I want to get into that Zukuka Valmedas discussion. So what you need to, what I would like, if you can, if you have a chance, take a look at the bottom Tosfos. Mali Yevamashakin Zukuka Valmedas. That Gemara at the end of Mali Yevamashakin Zukuka Valmedas is going to give us a lot to talk about, that bottom Tosfos. Okay.